With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. House Republicans have approved President Trump's massive so-called Big Beautiful Bill and sent it to the White House for his signature. President Trump is applauding House passage of the bill.
Point after point, biggest tax cut in history, great for security, great on the southern border, immigration is covered. We covered just about everything. Again, it's the biggest bill ever signed of its kind.
The passage of the 800-plus page Big Beautiful Bill will likely become a defining milestone of Trump's return to the White House, and it's indicative of the power conservatives wield in this majority Republican Congress. There's been a shooting outside a crowded Chicago nightclub. Correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Police say four people died in a drive-by shooting in Chicago's River North neighborhood. The dead included two men and two women. 14 others were hospitalized. The shooting happened late Wednesday as people were leaving after a release party for Chicago rapper Mellow Bucks. Street pastor Donovan Price said there was mayhem and confusion at the scene.
People wanting to find their other people, find who was alive, finding who was, you know, where their phones were because they dropped them in the chaos.
Audio courtesy ABC 7 Chicago. I'm Jennifer King.
First Lady Melania Trump visited sick patients at Children's National Hospital in Washington as the children made 4th of July arts and crafts ahead of the holiday. Trump, continuing a tradition of support by First Ladies for the Pediatric Care Center, also stopped by the hospital's rooftop healing garden, which he dedicated during the first Trump administration to the First Ladies of the United States. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 344 points, the NASDAQ rose 207. This is SRN News. Montana's abortion amendments being challenged, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
A pro-life group has filed suit to overturn the legislation because of a procedural issue. The Montana Family Foundation says people who registered to vote on Election Day did not receive a pamphlet containing the amendment's full language, something that is required by law. The amendment enshrines abortion in the Montana Constitution, making it very hard for any future legislature to pass any kind of pro-life laws in the state. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court's decision to allow parents in Maryland to opt their kids out of public school classes that use LGBT storybooks was an interfaith victory. The case was brought by a coalition of Muslim, Orthodox, Christian, and Catholic parents in Montgomery County. Until recently, these kinds of cases were brought primarily by evangelical Christians, but now other faith groups are joining in. This is SRN News. Positive economic news results in a record-setting day on Wall Street.
Stocks climbed further into record heights on Wall Street Thursday. The S&P 500 rose 0.8%. It set an all-time high for the fourth time in 5 days. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.8%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 1%. Treasury yields jumped. U.S. markets closed early on Thursday in advance of Independence Day. The gains followed a report showing that the U.S. job market looks stronger than Wall Street expected. The strong data on U.S. jobs pushed traders to pull back on forecasts that the Federal Reserve could cut its main interest rate later this month. Damian Troisi, New York.
The markets will be closed tomorrow in observance of the 4th of July holiday. More details available at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.